The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense
talk radio,
of medical
huh?
propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're at it. We're still at it. We're live at Marlene's Market and Deli in Federal Way, Washington, Seattle, Tacoma area. Come on down and see us. We got another hour of broadcast here live. And, of course, lecture following. I'm going to squeeze in a meal here from the organic section, which is everywhere here. This is a beautiful thing. If you're orthorexic like me, you love it. We got good quality food here at Marlene's, and I've got to do some trainings with them in the morning in Tacoma as well. So we're making the rounds here. There's a big Natural Products Association show this weekend in Seattle, and that's partly one of the reasons I'm here. And then heading back to the ranch. Remember, Sundays now we have Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, joining us to take on the big baddies in government who don't like your freedom to know what is a supplement and what it is for and what it can do and all of that. Health, freedom, healing, liberty. It lives here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, we do talk constitutionally limited government because we recognize that the government that has outgrown the limitations has basically entered into arenas it has no knowledge of except to protect industries over our freedom to heal. Right? This is the, you know, again, I'm here in Washington, and it's the second state that's fully legalized cannabis. Of course, 23 states have taken some form of medical marijuana laws on, and put them on the books to allow something to occur that the federal government says you can't do. And this is the power of the states and the people according to the 10th Amendment. You know, those powers not specifically delegated, you know, you talk about enumerated, delegated, granted to the federal government, are reserved to the states or the people, respectively. And the people of these states have spoken. The states have said to the feds, no, we're not complying with your federal restrictions on a plant that God created. Now, they're not saying that language. I'm saying that. But the tanks have not rolled in. The 810 warthogs are not flying in here in Washington any more than they were in Colorado. Yet, Congress has not changed the law. The president has not changed the executive branch, let's say, view that marijuana, cannabis is a Schedule I drug with no benefit whatsoever. Only detriment. That's what a Schedule I drug is. Yet the states have thumbed their noses at the feds and life goes on. As I've said for so many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power you have is not the power to vote the bums out. It's a power to withdraw your consent. To simply stop giving your power away to them so that they can take that power and enslave you. In this case, to pharmaceutical drugs that will be harmed by the full-on lawfulization, say legalization, it's lawful, the plant is lawful, but legalization of this plant that can do so many things that drugs could never do, including reducing pain without causing addiction, without driving you to liver failure. This is huge. Now, how did this happen? It's because over the 20th century, we degraded and violated the First Amendment. Now, I just talked about the 10th Amendment, the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Why do I say something went wrong there? It's because we have a state religion in America. There is a state religion in violation of the First Amendment. It's called modern medicine. And if you don't believe that that's a religion, just try if your kid, God forbid, was diagnosed with cancer, just try to take them to a doctor who does not use chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. That overtly hangs a shingle and says, we help kids with cancer, and we do not use chemo, radiation, or surgery. We use plants. We use detoxification methods, homeopathics. We use chelation. And you'll see how fast that we have a state religion. How fast the government will come down and take your children away from you while imprisoning the doctor for doing that which I believe is his or your birthright in healing. To choose the healer that you want to work with. To choose the healing method that you would like to have utilized for yourself or your children. Today we have a state religion. It's dominating in all the states despite some of the rollbacks. Here we are in Washington. There are naturopaths here in Washington. But we have a story here out of Arizona where there are also naturopaths. Naturopathic doctors are licensed in Arizona. Yet, we have to cover another story of medical kidnapping based on the fact that the parent or parents have asked for another opinion, did not like the treatment that they were getting. And now we're having to report on Kayla Deagle in foster care against her will and the will of her family. And she's in serious need of medical attention because she's got something called gastroparesis. She's not absorbing her food, and she's losing weight rapidly. Super Don, I don't know if you covered this story yesterday on the air without me. You may have while I was flying across country. Is it as simple as your understanding that they asked for another opinion about the care for their daughter that caused this situation for them to claim that the parents were now medically abusive? Is that what I'm understanding here?
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar to the other stories that we've been talking about. And just like the Justina Pelletier case, the judge is ordering the family to not talk about what it is that's going on. Even to the point where the parents had to write the people at Health Impact News, mm-hmm. and ask them to remove the information that they had published regarding their daughter's case.
Well, if you remember, Super Don, when we were covering the case of, what was the pharmacist's name? Was it Jay with his daughter? And we went public with what was going on there because they were taking his daughter away from him. He was a pharmacist who she had cancer, and he decided that he didn't want to continue with that kind of allopathic invasive oncology treatment that was killing his daughter. And he was frightened because we were publicizing it and they were threatening him.
Right.
For simply because we were talking about this case of another case where the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism has run roughshod over the First Amendment and the people in America, where they've allowed this medical police state to exist. And when we talk about the Ebola thing rolling into quarantines and medical police state scenarios, it's not new. This has been an ongoing incremental scenario over the past 100 years since the dawning of the Flexner Report of 1910. The idea that we have to license doctors, that means doctors have to ask permission to do what they're trained to do. But the licensure did not protect the public. It protected the economic monopoly of one group, of men particularly. And, of course, we go back to the dawning of the Republic, and we have Benjamin Rush, a signer to the Declaration of Independence, physician to George Washington. He was not a holistic doctor, but he said, unless you put medical freedom into the Constitution, a time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges, or I shall say rights in this case, to all others. And that's what we have. Medical monopoly, a police state, a church. We have a medical inquisition. Parents who simply question a diagnosis or a treatment are now being treated as if they are medical abusers. But the thing is, the abuse is not to the children. The abuse is to the doctors and the system. Because when a parent questions a doctor or questions a hospital, suddenly they perceive what the parent is doing is abusive to them. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The hospitals are feeling like they're being abused, and they have the power because they have the ear of the state. They go to Child Protective Services and CPS in most states in bed with these hospitals because they're treated like demigods, not humans who are fallible and may not know what they're talking about when it comes to the health of children. and then they collude and they take possession of the child. The state takes possession of the child and puts them into the hospital setting, like Justina Pelletier at Boston Children's Hospital.
Right, and just like Isaiah Ryder too.
And Isaiah Ryder in Chicago, at
same
Loyola.
Type of thing. The similarities are striking in this particular case, because here's a little bit more detail that I think is really shocking when you redo the timeline here. During the course of the treatment that these girls were getting from their doctor, they had the same doctor for like 8 years. Okay, suddenly they get a letter instructing the parents to transfer the girls to this different hospital, this Phoenix Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Now, in the course of this, God bless the parents, because they were doing their homework, they discovered that there was a new drug trial that had opened up just a couple of weeks before they were told to transfer these kids to this new hospital that was right in line with this diagnosis they got, this congenital disorder of glycosylation. So the hospital just coincidentally happens to be starting some drug trials for the condition that these kids have been diagnosed with. The mother takes a look at all this information, goes, hey, wait a minute, there's something going on here. She requests that the care of the daughters be transferred to another doctor, and the reason she gave is because of neglect and endangerment of the younger daughter, not returning phone calls, ignoring her severe pain, et cetera, et cetera. And it was right after that that the hospital took custody of the daughters away through CPS.
Oh, man. This is just, it breaks my heart. But as I said, the moment you bring your children under the care of a physician today, if they have a number that is being tracked through governmental means, they will basically claim that they are wards of the state. Now, it's preceded by that concept, as I said, of licensure. And this is what most Americans are not brought up to understand, that when you ask permission of the state, for instance, to get married, you ask for a license. Why is it any business of the state who you marry? And then we've had this whole, big movement of, we want this kind of marriage, we want that kind of marriage. And if people who weren't allowed to marry according to the state years ago, now can, understood what they were asking for, they would never have asked for the privilege to get married under the state. They wanted benefits. And those benefits are not worth it, particularly if you want to adopt a child, much less have a child naturally. Because the state claims ownership via that license. You granted entrance into that contractual arrangement between you and your spouse, whoever that might be. And this is all about jurisdiction. That's why, again, it's so important to understand when we talk health and healing, it's not just physiological health, emotional health, mental health, economic health, but it's also political health. And we've got to bring that kind of health concept, holistic health concept, into all areas of our life, lest we lose our freedom to enjoy the health that we are designed, I believe, by God to be able to enjoy. All right, give me a call, 866-939-BELL. We're here at Marlene's Market in Delhi all evening. We've got a lecture coming up as well. How many Americans are going to go bankrupt after this?
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 8th, 2014, gold opened at $12,1880. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12,6360, $631.80 for a half ounce, or $315.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $12,6360, $631.80, and $315.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
When I mentioned bankruptcy going out of the break, it was related specifically to the medical church. People can't afford to pay the allopathic medical monopoly bills. And it turns out that one-fifth of Americans this year, I think, will have medical bills be put into collection. And there's no amount of federal intrusion that's going to stop that from happening, because in a monopoly, prices never go down. We have a medical monopoly, and the thing that happened called the Portable Affordable Care Act did not do anything but strengthen monopoly and mandate participation in it. That is not an improvement. Of course, it sucked beforehand. Let me be honest about that. It wasn't any much better, but to mandate participation in a failed medical system, that's insane. Where is the common sense? It's not coming from Washington, D.C., because D.C. has been bought off by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, both Democrat and Republican. So stop looking there for your solutions and start withdrawing your consent and start taking care of your family the way you believe is right. Stop poisoning your children from the day they're born like they're going to sneak away from the delivery room and get a tattoo with a dirty needle. They do not need hepatitis B shots. It's insane.
No.
Or much less any other things. Injecting toxic poisons. That if you were to take the ingredients of a vaccine needle and put it into the baby bottle for that baby to drink, you could be arrested for attempted murder. Do you understand? But injecting it, oh, that's fine. Do you consider yourself an environmentalist? Probably. You don't want to harm the environment. But they take that toxic poison from the environment, they condense it into a needle and inject it in your children. And you don't think that's an environmental problem? Destroying the environment of that baby. That's the kind of insanity we're dealing with. And we just lost another Hollywood celebrity. Jan Hooks, I just see, has died at 57. The age of 57. You know, Super Don, do you remember her, Jan Hooks? She was on Saturday Night Live for a while. She was one of the funniest ladies. But before that, I grew up watching Jan Hooks on the Super Station. It used to be called WTCG. That was Ted Turner before it became WTBS, and he sold it and made CNN and everything. They had a local channel, 17, in Atlanta.
Okay.
And Jan Hooks was on there with Bill Tush, I think his name was. and they had a funny, like, news spoof show, like, this is not the news or something, and I just remember watching her as I was when I was a kid in Atlanta, and at 57, she's dead?
Yeah.
Some serious illness? Again, it doesn't matter if you have money, if you're connected, if you invest in that allopathic medical system, it will likely be the cause of your death. 57. You remember Jan Hooks and Pee Wee's Big Adventure? She was the tour guide at the Alamo.
Yeah, well, I remember her. I do remember that. It took me a little bit to put the face with the name, but
right.
We're walking. I definitely remember her from Saturday Night Live. I mean, she was on during that same period of time when you had.
Who else was in there?
Philtman, Dana Carvey, I think, and Dennis Miller. And she also, the what I remember her of, she used to do a great impression of Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, yes,
and
right.
And she also played Hillary Clinton.
Yes, and she did, remember the Sweeney Sisters? They were like the lounge singers?
Right, right.
They were hilarious. Oh, man. Well, listen, rest in peace. She made me laugh a lot, Jan Hooks. I'm sorry to hear that she's gone. But, again, she had some kind of serious illness. But, I have to assume that whatever treatment was, unless they come out and say she went holistic, which I doubt, sad to hear that. But, again, one-fifth of American medical bills are going into collection. And that was supposed to be remedied by Obamacare. Again, it could have been Bush Care if he did the same thing. So you understand, this is not about one man or one woman or whatever, whoever's president. They're all bought and sold at that point, and they don't have the sense that God may have gave them to. Or if they do, maybe it's because once they become president, they show you the film, as Bill Hicks said, of the gunman shooting and assassinating Kennedy, and he said, "You see that? No one's ever seen that." Well, you do what we tell you or else. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we have at that level. But, I mean, modern medicine is the leading cause of death. And I get very upset talking about it, especially when we have more of these cases of children being kidnapped based on parents suddenly waking up and going, "Hey, I don't think what you're doing is right. It's not helping my child." And then they call it abuse. It's abuse of them because they don't want you to question what they're doing. And it's a fundamental freedom to choose. It's self-determination. I mean, I have a woman sitting right here in front of me. She's from Germany originally. She was telling me stories on the break. I might have to bring her up on the next break if she wants to talk on the air. About going her own way. Not having her kids vaccinated. Having children at home, even after having C-sections through midwives. And the fact that, you know, the allopaths not talking to the homeopaths and the naturopaths. The communication is not there. Of course, how do you expect a system that drugs every bit of communication out of your body? You have symptoms, it's your cell screaming at you, telling you something. And you tell it to shut up with every drug you give it. Not here, not now, not ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Come on down to Marlene's. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, remember, 6 days a week here on Natural News Radio, naturalnewsradio.com. Of course, our syndicator, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com. Heard around the world as well, UK Health Radio, and Stitcher, iTunes Podcast, and Epic Times as well. Our podcast archives everywhere. So this information, thousands of hours now. I can say that. Thousands of hours available for free. You've got a lot of catching up to do if you're just finding out about the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to call in and be part of the show. We're live from Marlene's Market and Deli in Federal Way. Federal Way, which is, I guess, outside of Tacoma. Seattle-Tacoma area, and having a good time. We're going to do a lecture. I'm going to grab something to eat in between after the show today. Super Don, it'll be nice and organic, consistent I am.
Orthorexic you are.
Orthorexic I am, yes. And then we'll have a lecture. Who knows what we'll talk about tonight. But we're talking about, hey, am I being too hard on modern medicine, on allopathic medicine? I just feel like sometimes I'm just being mean.
Ask that every once in a while, and I commend you on I commend you on, you know, wanting to make sure that you're not going, you know, crossing the line. But give it to them. Stick it
all
to
right.
them.
All right, we're sticking it to them. And they've been sticking it to us for far too long. In fact, there's a story about antibiotics and, of course, resistant microorganisms. By the way, you know, those weren't created by God. Those were created by arrogant men by overusing and abusing these so-called wonder drugs of the 20th century known as antibiotics. And we have a story here from healthfinder.gov. I think it's picking up on some new studies recognizing that, hey, maybe if we could kind of gain control over ourselves, like they lack discipline, you know, the doctors, they lack discipline, they lack self-control. We need to steward over them because they just are indiscriminately prescribing antibiotics for viral infections or unknown infections. Like, think about the guy they claimed that had Ebola in Texas. He came in with symptoms, wasn't feeling great. He said he had been to Liberia. They didn't contain him. They didn't hold him. They said, here, take this antibiotic, go home. They may have killed him with the antibiotic, because if he did have an infection that was viral, the antibiotic would not do anything. In fact, it would do something worse. It would wipe out the seat of his immune system, the intestines, the microflora, and they would wipe it out. And so now researchers are finding that the use of drug stewardship programs in hospitals is benefiting particularly children who are hospitalized, because they get discharged sooner and come back less often when hospitals take extra effort to control treatment that uses antibiotics. Am I reading this correctly, Super Don?
You are. I don't know. I don't really know that much about stewardship programs. I'm assuming the way they describe it in the article is that it makes it harder for physicians to prescribe antibiotic medications without a good reason. It seems to me that if you have to install a stewardship program to try and rein in the physicians, there's definitely a big problem here. Wouldn't it make more sense for the physicians to just be told don't prescribe these medications as much?
Yeah, I think they've been told that. I mean, it's not like they're not teaching in medical school how dangerous their antibiotics are and resistance is. Yet, if you're having to steward grown men and women, I suppose, in the medical profession to not do what they know is damaging and dangerous, then how responsible are they? Well, they have a license. What is that license for? Well, actually, it's devolved into a license to kill. Literally, they're all 007s. Pretending to want to help you. Maybe they actually genuinely want to help you, but they violate the Hippocratic Oath with every drug they prescribe. First do no harm is not part of their profession anymore. First harm, then ask questions later, and if you ask questions, they're going to take your children from you. And so, you know, they find that, wow, if they really are tighter about the antibiotic thing, the kids do better, they get home sooner from hospitals, and they don't come back as often. That could be bad news for the hospitals, though, who want billing ability.
Yeah, well, that's true. Down, that's true. But like I said, I'm stuck on this stewardship program thing because, I mean, obviously the physicians are just out of control when it comes to prescribing antibiotics. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Ty and I covered this story yesterday about how they did this study. And they found that doctors suffer from something called decision fatigue.
What?
Okay? What they found is that later in the day, a physician was more inclined to prescribe antibiotics than in the morning. And what's implying is that at the end of the day, the doctor is just so tired from working all day that, you know, somebody walks in and says, oh, whoops, excuse me, you know, I got a hangnail. Doctors go, here, just take some antibiotics. I'm tired.
Yeah. Well, think about the environment that the doctors, particularly in hospital settings, are working in. I mean, they're so foreign to the natural world. Under fluorescent lights, no outside air, often no contact with the outside world at all through the day, hardly any windows in these hospitals. They're in aseptic conditions. There's no plant life. I mean, you want to talk about cold and robotic living and working conditions? Again, the divorce from the natural world is where allopathic medicine went wrong. their disconnect from spiritual concepts and realities has taken them to the point where you can't, as a doctor, go through a day without being chipper by the end of the day and able to make the same good decisions you started with if they were good to begin with. It's an environmental disorder. Again, we come back to the law of the terrain. The doctors, whether they had good intentions or not, by virtue of being locked into an artificial environment, artificial reality like this, they become less capable of doing the job that they're trained to do, even though we might disagree with them a lot in terms of hospital settings, emergency trauma, where they would shine, and they should, and they do, because they have great capacity for good work there. But in that setting, which is not a very human, natural setting, these doctors are under a lot. So I'm a little bit compassionate for the doctors in this environment. So see, I have this balance in me. I'll attack the system and recognize the difficulty the doctors have working in it, even though they might not recognize it. The divorce from the natural world is not healthy for any of us. And even in the aseptic environment, which they try to make it, is also not healthy. It's not natural to the world itself. Of course, if you're doing an abnormal thing by cutting somebody open and sticking things into their body, you definitely want to be clean about it. But that's why they attacked Ignace Semmelweis for daring to point out to doctors that they should be cleaning their hands after they cut up on the cadavers before they deliver babies next door. And Semmelweis was driven insane and died penniless because he dared to question what doctors were doing, that they might be the cause of these diseases. And we're still suffering under iatrogenicide. And doctors are still spreading diseases. Diseases that never existed before because of the introduction of the drugs and the vaccines that they are doing. So we've got a long way to go. We are living in a barbaric age of, dark medicine, if you will. And we're going to look back on this and go, this was not an enlightened age. Hahnemann tried to do something in Germany 200 plus years ago with homeopathy, and they have attacked him even today for this. And they won't acknowledge and recognize what the stats show, even published in the peer-reviewed journals like New England Journal and Journal of the American Medical Association, recognizing that modern medicine and all its trappings, the third leading cause of death, which I say it's not high enough, it's actually number one when you look at those who die of cancer. Actually, those cancers were caused in many cases by the very drugs that were used to treat those patients earlier in life when they had no cancer. They precipitated. Now, laxatives. How many Americans are having to take laxatives because they're constipated? I know. I grew up with constipation. I was hospitalized for constipation when I was an allopathic child. There's a new study out saying that the use of laxatives, the type of laxatives that you use, would indicate which risk or who has a higher risk of colon cancer. And this would almost be a moment of duh, because they say that the laxatives that have no fiber whatsoever increase the risk of colon cancer. Those laxatives that actually utilize fiber as well seemingly reduce or do not at least increase the risk of colon cancer. People who used non-fiber laxatives five or more times a year had a 49% increased risk for colorectal cancer, according to findings published in the October 7th issue of the American Journal of Gastroenterology. What do we do? Tonight, here in Federal Way, I'll talk about what we can do to heal the gut, to bring that genuine function back to the gut without having to use laxatives. Restoring function by restoring the structure. And we're definitely going to be getting to that this evening. Super Don, am I missing anything on that particular story about laxatives? Because I know you wanted me to cover that.
Yeah, well, I just think, number one, it's timely because, mm-hmm. You will be focusing on that tonight. And, we talk about the gut all the time.
Yeah.
And I've learned a thing or two. Yes, I have.
Yes.
And I guess, the question that you have to ask is, is there really a need for someone to use a laxative if they're doing the things that they should be doing to keep their gut healthy? I mean, mm-hmm. barring maybe something really, bizarre or something like that, I mean, the use of a laxative basically means that there's something wrong there.
Right.
There's something going on there.
There's a dysfunction. You look to your diet, you look to other, let's say assaults on the gastrointestinal system, again, largely coming from modern medicine, that includes antibiotics, that includes vaccinations, that includes so many drugs. And now we have drugs that stop the production of stomach acid because they wrongly assume that people have reflux because of too much acid rather than in the reality being that they're not producing enough. And then they can't digest their food properly, and then they're having, you know, volcanic blowouts of whatever little is in there putrefying in their stomachs. So they put them on the little purple pill, and they drive them to deficiency diseases and cancer, or precipitating the rise of Clostridium difficile infections that never before existed, but have been brought on by what? Iatrogenic mechanisms, drugs, doctors, licensed by the state. Yes, they are approved. They are licensed. Well, if you have to ask permission of the state to do that which you're trained to do, perhaps you aren't qualified to do it, unless you are designed to qualify to bring more disease into the population, which is not what we do here. By the way, restoration of gastrointestinal function can be done. I would encourage you to look into homeopathic medicine. That was a big part of my recovery. King Bio has some great upper GI, lower GI formulas as well. We'll talk about the Silver Aloe Protocol, and guess what? Obama's not happy with the GOP. Oh, big surprise. Why? Because they're in the pocket of billionaires, but you'll never guess where he just went to raise money. Hypocrisy knows no party. They're all there. Withdraw your consent, and you will live, and you will live a happier life. We'll be back to wrap up the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
By the way, those of you who are relying on laxatives, I'll tell you what, go to DRNUZUM, drnewsom.com, and he's got the obviously the Super Earth Energy, which I love, but there's also a digestive detox, and it is extraordinary. If you're having trouble with movement, it will help you to get movement, and it'll do a lot of other great things. DRNUZUM, DRNUZUM, drnewsom.com, again, Super Earth Energy, Inflammagon, and the Digestive Detox. And you will be back on track in that regard. Now, right before the break, Super Don found us a story about Obama. He's upset with the GOP for being in the pocket of billionaires. Yeah. Just as he was about to attend a fundraiser at a billionaire's house. Come on. I mean, how do you spell hypocrisy? As I said, it's on both sides of the political fence. This is the latest edition. It's too funny not to mention as well. And, of course, remember those who said, the Republicans are in the pockets of Big Pharma, yet what happened in Democrat-controlled California? Governor Brown signs a law that makes it more difficult for parents to refuse vaccination and allows doctors to vaccinate children without parental consent, particularly the HPV. So don't tell me it's only Republicans or it's only Democrats. They're all criminals on that level. And if we don't restore that health freedom and healing liberty that I talk about here 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's a disaster for the kids. You know, I just, my heart aches, I cry for these children who are coming into a world where they're grown up and they know nothing but a medical police state. I don't want to see more of that.
Right.
The federal government does spend money, your money, on things that are really important, like this latest study that was just uncovered. Feds have invested, I don't know how much of taxpayer. Do we see a number?
You want to know how much?
How much? Yeah, tell me how much.
$500,000 on this.
All right, so they took $500,000 taxpayer dollars to try and find out why obese girls get fewer dates. Are you kidding me?
No. I had to read this and make sure this wasn't something from The Onion.
Feel good for the next time you file your tax return.
Apparently, the NIH awarded $500,000 to this research institution to study. The name of the study is called The Role of Romantic Relationships in the Sexual Behavior of Obese and Non-Obese Girls.
Wow.
Yeah, really? So $500,000, and you know what, I don't know. I mean, it's like, do we really need, what is this? What's the purpose of this? Is this to try and convince people that obesity is bad, that if you are overweight that you're going to get less dates and have less sex?
I mean, come on, really, we need to study this? There's so many things that are really a problem. We got to study this.
I happen to like a full-figured woman, so I...
Yeah, super, Don. You don't have a problem with this. So, yeah, I mean, come on. We don't need a study there. Love is beyond the shape of a woman or a man. I mean, if you love somebody, you see way past any of those artificial, let's say, this is what perfect is, right? You know, you are who you are. Your body is just something that carries you through while you're here. And, you know, whatever body type you got, find a way to make peace with it. But please, eat healthier, you know, and you can be whatever you were supposed to be, but the healthier version of it. That's all. You can do that.
Don't get stuck on labels and stereotypes and stuff.
Right.
And it's just silly.
Yeah, incredible. Well, we've covered a lot of stories today, and I've had fun here at Marlene's. I'm going to take a break and eat some organic dinner, and then we're going to have a lecture in about a half hour after. If you're listening and you want to dart down to Marlene's at Federal Way, we're going to have a good audience here tonight. And then we got to figure out what we're doing tomorrow. We got Dr. Frank King scheduled, and I want to talk. I think there was a big story that came out I said I would want to ask him about, but the fatal reactions, anaphylaxis, the number one thing is not bee stings or peanuts. It's drugs.
Yeah.
Fatal anaphylactic allergic reactions, number one thing is drugs. So I'm going to talk to Dr. King about that and some homeopathic options to get us out of that mess as well. Remember, this message of health, freedom, healing, liberty couldn't exist without the support of wonderful folks out there, you listening, as well as those that you can find banner linked at robertscottbell.com. All I ask is you say thanks to them for supporting this message. And, you know, we'll continue to bring it to you in an irreverent and funny way occasionally. We've got Super Don becoming Super D thanks to TMB.
And RSB.
And RSB, of course. And we got lots of new friends. Go out and unlock the power to heal this weekend. Unlockthepowertoheal.com or go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. Give that gift of healing to those who are ready to receive it. And we're going to do some silver shots. It's happy hour here at Marlene's. We're going to be pouring some sovereign silver shots for everybody. So look out. Super D, thank you, my friend.
RSB, thank you.
Ben, thanks on the board there. Great show. I'll be back tomorrow, Healing Revolution Friday. Until then, reminding you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.